Vayikra.
We are in Daf Yud Zayin, picking it up on the top with a brand new Mishnah. Today, we're going to be seeing in our Mishnah four different cases. Really, it's going to be one case and then three cases. We're going to ask a question. The Gemara is going to say, why'd you have to say those three cases? We could have maybe just said one and learned the rest of them. That's going to be pretty straightforward. And then we're going to have a machlokas between a statement that the Talmidim of Rav said. The machlok is a debate between essentially the Talmidim of Rav and Rabba. That's going to go back and forth, questioning on each one of them. We're going to have two different versions of that. One's going to be the way they learned in Surah, the other way they learned in Nahar Dah. But anyway, that's going to be one version of it with Abai popping it on the scene and asking a kasha on Rabba. And then going to question the whole premise of Rabba, where he's coming from. And he'll survive the questions. Then we move into the version we said of Nahar Dah. We're going to bring in a machlokas in Shmuel and Rav that we've mentioned a few times in Rashi leading up this on Yudalit and Tesvav. We saw different discussions about how much is considered an issue of having an open space in the middle of a sukkah. And then a few questions back and forth to see which one makes most sense. And that's going to end it off for today. Here we go. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Hirchik. Let's say you the schach is more than three tfachim, three or more tfachim away from the wall. We were talking about walls. Now we're talking about schach itself. And let's say the schach is not, it's like happens on sukkahs a lot of times. If the schach starts to move a little bit, you have that little open space over there. So if it moves away three tfachim from the wall, then we have ourselves a problem. Then it's psula. It's going to be an issue. We have to be within three in order to be within the world of lovud. That is case number one. Well, and I'm sorry, let's call that its own shtickle. Done. Next. Now we're going to see three different cases, which seems to be the same, but we're going to see why I have to say all of them. Number one, bay shenivchas v'sichichel gavav. Let's say you have a house that the inside of it just crashed in. It fell down. It collapsed. And v'sichel gavav, you put schach over it. So try to picture from an aerial view. You have a square, and then you draw a square in that square. And now the question is, the square you did in the square, how much of that you take that out, it's gone. So now you have how much of that rim is left. So if it says that b'yisidoch v'sichel gavav, but schach it's over that area, im yesh min hakosa l'sichuch, from the wall to the schach itself, if there's arba amos, then psula, it's going to be puzzle. If it's less than arba, it's going to be fine. What we know as dofin akuma, as we learned about, that if it's within four, so then we look at it, the wall's bent. So if it's kosher, you can't sleep under there, eat under there, but it's still going to be kosher because not schach, but wall, and the sukkah is going to be fine. But if it's larger than that, then it's going to be a problem. You no longer have dofin akuma, and it's in issue. V'chein, that's case number one. Case number two, v'chein chatzer shimukefes achsadra, as you have a chatzer. And very common, they used to have back in the day, they'd have in their courtyards, they have their houses shaped in the letter of a C, in the letter of a ches, and as you walked in, so you walk into the ches, and your left is a door, and then keep going, another one, then in front of you, another two, and then the right, another two, and they would also have this overhang going along it with the ches. So this overhang going around, the same shtikl toira. If you have this mukefes achsadra, it's called the achsadra, it's like a porch that goes over it, and you when you threw schach over it, then that would be fine as long as it's within four amos. Then you have dofen akuma. And then a third case like this, sukkah gedola shekifu b'davar she'ein mesachin bo. Let's say you have a big sukkah, and you go ahead and what you do now is you throw schach on top of it, but around the outer edge, you do that it looks like the house that collapsed, but you put it with schach over there that you're not allowed to use for schach. Something's going to be a makabel tumah or something like that. You're not allowed to do schach with it. If it's within four amos, psul, it's a problem. But if it's not within four, if it's four amos or more, then it's a problem. If it's less than that, then you have, again, dofin akuma. Now, for the Gemara. Kol hani lamali, why do I have to say all three cases? Couldn't I have said one and learned it out? It seemed to be the same thing. Says Gemara Tzricha, we need all three. Diashmina Bayeshin if Chesav would have just said the story of number one, of the house that collapsed the inside of it. Then I would have said, Mishum dahani mechitzos labayas have you done? Since these were actually done from mechitzos for a house, therefore it could be used. Of a chotzer mukefas chsadra, but a courtyard which has the chsadra, these porches going around, that's not meant to be part of the house itself. Therefore it can't be considered like the walls. The mechitzos lav lachsadra, if you did, they weren't done for the chsadra, Therefore, the walls weren't built for that, then aim a low, I'd say it wouldn't work. So the walls are built for the roof, and therefore the roof can be an extension of it. The walls are not built for the ports, therefore not. Tzricha, therefore I have to spell out that yes, in that case as well. V'yashmin, and I would have said the first two cases that we just said, and I would say, mishum d'chachan schach kashu, because the schach they're using is good schach. There's no issue of schach over here, therefore it should be fine. But if you do this, the perimeter is all around it with stuff that you're not allowed to use schach for, schach psula or something like that, then the schach pasulhu, emalo, I'd say that it wouldn't work. This is gemara, tzricha, therefore you have to say all three that even that would work. All these would work for Dofen Akuma. All right, next. Now we move on to the statement with Rabba, which is going to be coming against the Talmidim of Rav. Amar Rabba, Ashkachtinu l'Rabbanon d'vei Rav d'yasri kami. I found that the Talmidim of Rav, they were sitting and they were saying the following statement. Avir posel b'shlosha, schach posel b'arba. Avir, if there's an open space in the schach, you're standing in the sukkah, you look up and you see there's an open area, there's a spot that wasn't sachachized, then if it has three tfachim or more, it's going to be pasul, if it's totally, you know, open. But schach pasul is going to pasul ba'arba tfachim, if it has four tfachim. That is the statement of what they said. So, if you're looking up and you see a hole in the ceiling of three tefach or more, then it's going to be pasul. That's if it's empty. And if it's schach pasul, you know, it's stuff that's not allowed to be used, like a spit, like a metal spit or something like that, then it's going to pasul if it's closed in area of four tefachim, which means if it's less than four tefachim, it would be kosher. Interesting that we're seeing already, and we're going to see this a little bit later, so I'm seeing it now, that the open area is more machmir than the closed area, because the open area, you even have to make sure you have, it's got to be less than three tefachim open. But if it's closed, even if it's a schach puzzle, you can even up until four. That's relevant for later. V'amina luhu ana. And I said to them the following. This is Rav to the Talmidim. He says, I don't get it. Avir the posel b'shloshamin aluhu. Where do we get the fact that it's puzzle with three if it's open? The Tanan, we learn it from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Hirchikisasichoch mina defano shlosh tefachim psula." If the schach is three tefachim away from the walls, then it's going to be pasul, right? Because it's outside of the din of lavud. Therefore, what schach pasul nami lo lifsel ella be'arba? It should be that schach pasul, the idea of schach pasul, should also pasul with four amos, not tefachim. Why are you saying four tefachim? Right, why is that? The Tanis, we learned in the Mishnah. Again, same Mishnah we said, Ba'ishin nivchas v'sichichel gabav, and Ba'ish that falls and it collapses, and we put schach on top of it. Im yeish bein asichuch l'chosel arba amos, psulav is four amos, then it's pasul. So, just like we learned that three is a shtickle of three tfachim, if it's open over there. So the same thing, it should be, why are you saying that schach pasul is posel ba'arba tfachim, it should be four amos, why four tfachim? And says the Gemara, they say back, v'amrli, they said back to me, the Talmidim of Rav said back to Rabbah, no, they said, v'amrli, bar minodai, get rid of that. In other words, don't think that's a raya. Do Rav u'Shmuel amri tevaya, both Rav and Shmuel explain that braisa is talking about Dofen Akuma. That Mishnah, sorry. Our Mishnah is talking about Dofen Akuma. Bishum Dofen Akuma Naguba. That's the reason that was going on. And that's only when it's by the side of the sukkah. But if it's in the middle, then it's four tfachim. So there's no shaykhis. Dofen Akuma is the side, and this is the middle thing, and therefore leave me alone. But I said back to them. I didn't give up. I went right back at them. Now hold on one second. Let's say you would have schach pasul, and it's less than arba. It's only 3.9 tefachim. According to you, 4 tefach is a problem. But if it's 3.9 of schach pasul, then it's not a problem of spits, of metal spits, of shpudim, right? That are mekabel tumah, therefore not going to be used. And therefore, you put that in the middle of the sukkah. And then right next to it, what do you do? Va'avir pachos mishlosha. And then next to you have open space less than 3, 2.9, which you said is fine, right? Less than 3 of open, less than 4 of closed, which is schach pasul. Then what would be the halacha in such a din? So I end up having almost 7 open. It's like 6.8, which is no good. Like we said, 3.9 of it is pasul stuff, and 2.9 of it is open. What's halacha? We would say my kshera. It's kosher, right? So hold on one second. Malia b'shpudim mai. What happens if you filled up that space with shpudim, that open space, you filled it up with more metal stuff? What would be the din? Psula. It would end up being that it's pusel, since now it continues the 3.9 to be more than 4. So here's the question. Certainly, isn't it so that open space, which we know is as a limit of up to 3, is more machmir, right? It's more of a pas of a psul than closed. Remember, we said even 3 is not okay, and it's much more noticeable if it's totally open. So shouldn't the open space also be attached to the 3.9 of no good stuff to create a problem of more than 4? Veloye avir aposel b'shlosha, kischach posel aposel b'arba. Shouldn't it be that veloye avir aposel b'shlosha, shouldn't it be that avir, which is posels with 3, shouldn't that be just like schach, which is posel aposel b'arba, and therefore these two things should be able to go ahead and come together? Why is it that you say that it's actually going to be fine and you're not mitzarif the two shirim to each other? So the Gemara now answers by pulling a switcheroo. The Talmidim say back to Rabbah, it's a kasha on you too. Varmili, and they say back to me, says, Yachi, if that's really going to ask us. We can ask the same question to you, but the question wouldn't be in terms of 4 tfachim, because you said it's 4 amos, right? 3 tfachim of open space and 4 amos of sukkah, of schach pasel. So we can ask the same kasha on you if you had to put those things together. Yachi, lidcha nami, damar schach pasel, posel ba'arba amos. Ma ilu yikar schach pasel pachos marba amos, then vavir pachos mishlosha mai. What would be the din? That right there would be kashin you if there would be a case of 3.9 amos of psul in the middle of the sukkah, and then right next to it, an open space is 2.9 tfachim. What would be that lacha? Kashera, you'd say that it's kasher. But what would be then if a person would go ahead and you filled the empty space with spits, which can't be used for schach? You filled that up. It would be pasel since it would continue the 3.9 to be more than 4. Amos, Malia b'shpudim mai, psula b'pasel. Hold on a second, shouldn't we ask the same kasha as you? Lo ya'avir aposel b'shlosha kischach aposel, aposel b'arba amos. Shouldn't it be that should we allow that the open space should connect with the closed space of 3.9 tfach, amos to be able to make it worse? What are you going to say to that? Right, certainly open space is more of a psula than closed. Right, even 3 is not okay. And therefore, it's more noticeable. So shouldn't the open space attach to 3.9 no good stuff to create a problem of 4 or more? So what does Rabbi say back? What are you talking about? Vamina lo ano, I say back to him, hi, my. You can't compare. How are you going to try to compare these two things? I say that our Mishnah, I'll tell you why. Bishlam didi, damina arba amos. It works with me for the Mishnah says, dafka, 4 amos. When you're talking about... When it speaks about the 4 amos, it was talking about things that are no good. Beep, turn the pages. Anima beis mishum shiura velav shiurahu. The whole issue that's going on over here for amos, because this is the shear necessary to cause a problem. And less than that is not a problem, both on the side of the sukkah or in the middle. This isn't a dofen akuma shtickel, rather a shear shtickel. And when you try it, so if you have, schach pasul, whether it's next to the wall, in the middle of the wall, anywhere you have schach pasul of dalat almas, it's going to be a problem. And when you try to add the open space to it, it simply doesn't attach, since the shiurim are different. Open is 3 tvachim and closed is 4 amos. Therefore, they're not mitzarif one to the next. That's where he's coming from. Hai lav shiuruhu. Kevin de lo shavu shiurai ladadi. Then you can't compare them. Therefore, lo mitzarifi. Elidchu, but according to you, the amrisu shiur mishum aflaga. According to you, that you say the reason why it's 4 tvachim. We never explained why. Rashi spells this out. But why is it that you say that when you're talking in the middle of the sukkah, that if you, I'm sorry, schach pasel, right? Yeah, in the middle of the sukkah, it's going to be right. Schach pasel is 4 tfachim. Why do you say that? It's a svara. It's a svara because 4 tfachim is a normal size for a separate entity, for its own type of rishus, a makum chashuv. And therefore, what would happen if you have that in the middle over there? It would literally split the sukkah in two. It'd separate them. And only if each side had their own proper measurements would it be good. And therefore, that's where my question comes from. Mishum aflaga. Mali yispalik b'schach pasul. Mali yispalik b'schach pasul v'avir. What's the difference if I go and I split it with schach pasul alone or schach tzchach pasul, an open area. Either way, we have a split of at least four tfachim. Therefore, why is it that you go ahead and say that that's not a problem? The Gemara, Abaye jumps on the scene. He bursts in. Amarle Abaye. Abaye comes in. He says to Rabbi, now hold a door. Even according to you, Rabbi, you wiggled your way out of the question by saying that according to you, since the Shiurim are different, that open the streets Tfachim and closes four Amos, therefore they aren't Mitzarev, still the question is against you. Since although, right, Amarle Abaye, Ulamar Nami, I get when it comes to a sukkah gedola that yeah you can't compare their shiurim, right? They're not the same shiurim when it comes to a big sukkah. But what about a sukkah ketana, the small sukkah of seven tefachim by seven tefachim? In such a case, milo shavushirayu, are not their shiurim the same, right? Think about it, because what's the lowest greatest shiur that could be is three tefachim, because if you seven by seven sukkah, if you go more than three, you hit four, you're now rove. That if rove is a problem, then for sure it's a problem. You can't have majority of the schach is a problem. So if either four is missing or four tefach of empty space or of sukkah or psal sukkah, something which is not schach, puzzle is there, so then it's going to be problematic as it is. So therefore, it has to be that the maximum shear you have is three tefachim, right? With this small sukkah, both loved and schach puzzle maximum can be 2.9. Otherwise, it's too open. Like we said, even if it's a schach puzzle, it's now a shear of three like loved. And since they're equal, be mitzarev them even in a big one, right? By a small one, yeah. So the question really is on you as well. Since you have this shear and are pretty much mitzarev to each other in a small one, it should also work with a big one as well. And therefore the kasha is on you also. Why is it that if you have 3.9 amos of schach puzzle and 2.9 of open that you're fine, it should be mitzarev one to the next, because the shiurim are mitzarev in the small one and the big one also. As a Gemara, Amar Leih says back to him, what are you talking about? Hasam by a small sukkah, lamishim the shavu shirai la dadihu. The small sukkah case is no shaykhis. That's not because the shiurim are equal one to the next. Elam mishum the lei seili shiur the sukkah. But rather, there's not a proper size of a sukkah anymore. Once you don't have the proper shiur of a sukkah, therefore it's not worth anything. So don't say that there's an issue. There's a concept that we're saying we're being mitzarev that the shiurim are the same shiurim. There's no shaykhis one to the next, and the sukkah is not going to be good anymore. And that's why you don't have a raya as a question against me. And when the shiurim are different shiurim, you can't be mitzarev the two things together. Period. Now, we don't really answer the question when it comes to the Talmidim of Rav. We leave it as is, but now the Gemara goes on a little bit more. We have another question against Rabba's anti-connection between different measurements. We're not done there, and we're going to come back to this. Says the Gemara, we have a Mishnah which seems to say differently. You say you can't combine different shiurim one to the next. V'chol eicha d'lo shav shiurai l'adadi lo mitzarfi. If the shiurim are not connected one to the next, therefore you can't go ahead and bring them together. There's no shaykhis. V'hotanan. We learned in the Mishnah pretty much against that. This is going to take us back to a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Vov. Yayo. The Gemara over there is talking about if you have different types of begadim. V'hotanan. The Mishnah says, Habeged Shlosha Shlosha. The minimum size of a beged, of clothing, that in order for something to become tameh, tumas midras, which means a zava, nidiyola, as I sit upon it, then what happens is it takes on the status of itself, it goes sideways, it becomes an avatumah as well. It's got to be 3x3 tfachim. That's the minimum size of a beged. Hasak, what about a sack which is made out of goat skin? Rashi comes along and tells us. A sack, which is a little bit thicker, if such a thing gets a little bit bigger, that is 4x4 tefachim. Ha'or, something made out of animal hide, chamisha al chamisha, is 5x5 tefachim. Mapatz, shisha al shisha. Mapatz is a mat, and this we spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago, I think yesterday, is a 6x6 tefachim, in order to be mekabel tumah. V'tani alei, and we taught about that habeged v'hasak, hasak v'ha'or, Ha'or v'hamapetz, mitztarfim zeim ze. You give mitztarf one to the next in order that their shiurim are going to come together. Didn't you tell me that if things have different shiurim, they can't be mitztarf one to the next? What are you going to say now? So once you could do that, therefore the kasha goes back on you. Because you said that the issue is that don't ask a kasha me because the fact is they have different shiurim, and if different shiurim, therefore can't mitztarf them. And I am telling you that we have a Mishnah in Caleb also bring down in Shabbos, it's on the 5 of it says it's quite the opposite, that you give mitztarf different shiurim. what you're going to do now. So he says back, huh? Hasam, k'tani taima. Over there, the Mishnah explicitly states why you're allowed to do that. Amrav Shimon, ma tam, what's the reason why I can bring them together? Hoil v'roi l'tami moshav. Since it is fit in order to be metame a moshav, kidetnan, something through sitting. There is a shear that's equal in all of these cases. Even though you're right, we said one of them is shear is 3, and one is 4, and one is 5, one is 6. But you're allowed to be in star of them. By the way, Rashi points out, important to know the Gemara and the Mishnah Kalim say, what's allowed to be in star of to what? Only a more machmir one could be mitzarif to a more makel one. So the one that's 3x3, what is just a beged, that could be mitzarif to the one that's 4x4, a sock, because 3x3 is more machmir, it's a smaller shear. But you can't add from a sock to a beged. You go from a beged to a sock. You go from a sock to or. You can go from or to the mat, and so on and so forth. In any event, the point is, they have a common denominator, kidetnan, as we learned in a Mishnah. Hamikitseya mikulan tefach al tefach tame. If you took any of these begadim here, any of these type of materials, whether we talk about the begad, or the sock, or the or, the mat, and the mapats, and you went ahead, and you were to trim it down to a nice, beautiful one-by-one tefach, that would also be mekabel tuma. Why? Tefach lamai chazi, what is it roi for? What do you use it for? V'amar ab shimma ben lakish, mishuam b'yanai, hoel v'roi litlo gabe chamor. It's roi to put it on the donkey. What does that mean, on the donkey? What that means, you could use it in order to patch up the saddle of the donkey if there's a problem. Therefore, it takes on a shear that each one of these, it's not that you could be mitzarif different shear, and one is 3, one is 4, one is 5, one is 6, but you let them mitzarif them because each one of them have the shear that it's one tefach by one tefach if you need it, if you trimmed it down to such a thing, and that's, therefore you don't have a kasha anymore. Don't compare it to the case of sukkah. So it comes out that Rabba survives the onslaught against him, and you can't compare the two cases of the sukkah and of the different shiurim of the different garments to go ahead and say that you should be mitzarif different shiurim. Says the Gemara, Besura Amri Lalai Shmaita B'Hai Lishna. In Surah, like we mentioned earlier, that's how they understood this whole discussion that went on. However, in Ardaiah, No, they taught it differently. I'm Rav Huda Meshmuel. Schach posel be'emsa posel be'arba'a. Interesting. You bring Shmuel that says, schach posel, if it's in the middle, then it's going to be a problem if it's 4 tfachim. If it's on the side, it's going to be 4 amos. That is Shmuel. And that comes up against now Rav, which is going to be a bit of an issue for us. And it comes out of the Gemara and says, that minatzad posel ba'arba amos. Like we said, schach posel ba'emsa posel ba'arba with 4 tfachim. And if it's something which is on the side, then it's going to be 4 amos. It's going to be a problem. The Rav Amar, Rav says, bein minatzad, bein ba'emsa ba'arba amos. Whether it's on the side, whether it's in the middle, it's 4 amos. That's against what we said before in the name of Rav. This is actually the way Rabba spoke in version number 1. Okay, now the Gemara comes and asks a kasha on Shmuel. A kasha against Shmuel. And then we're going to try to ask another kasha, and that's going to end for the day. We're going to answer both. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. We saw it a few days ago in Daf Yud Daled. And that's where we quoted this discussion of Rav and Shmuel. We learned in a Mishnah. Nasan ala nesa shurachav arba'a tefachim kishera. We learned in a Mishnah in Daf Yud Daled that if you have a board of wood that's 4 tefachim, it's kosher. Everything is good, right? It's according to Rav, we're okay, because he said both side and middle is 4 amos, right? Bishlam al-Rav, damar bein be'emtza bein minatzad ba'arba amos. Therefore, this mishum hachik shera, therefore this is going to be kosher. Elul Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, we've got ourselves a problem. Why? Damar be'emtza ba'arba amayk shera. According to Shmuel, who said that schach puzzle in the middle is a problem if for tfachim, then why should we be okay in our Mishnah? Rashi explains that the Gemara is assuming that this Mishnah with the board is referring to the middle of the sukkah. So that's what he's saying, why should it be that it's okay? Answers the Gemara, as you would have thought, right? Elul Shmuel, Damar Be'emsa Barba, Mike Sher, why is it good? Says the Gemara, Hachim Ayiskina, what are we talking about? Minatzad. The Mishnah is talking about a board that's on the side. If it's a board that's on the side, then it has 4 amos. So therefore, we are good. One more piece over here. We got ourselves a nice toshima. It's like the Gemara. Toshima, toshima. We try to bring a brisa now. We have a brisa that says, Shnei stinim mitzarfim. We also saw this gemuri on Daf Yudalit as well. You have two zdinim mitzarfim, two sheets combined to four tfachim to mess up the sukkah, since they can't be used as schach. But two boards do not combine to mess it up. Shnei zdinim mitzarfim, shnei nisarim, ein mitzarfim. Rashi explains because of the gzeiras tikra, that's why it messes it up. And, meaning it's not mitzdarif to an issue of Gzeres Tikra, and this is going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can use boards on the schach, right? That's for the schach. But then we had Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer, Nisarim Kisdinim. He says boards are like sheets, and they do combine. Now comes the question. Now, Bishlam al-Hachla Shadam Rav, this works nicely with version number 2 of Rav, who said that both side and middle is 4 amos. Right, that works well. Bein be'emsa, bein minatzad, ba'arba amos. My mitzdarfin, what does it mean when it says that they're mitzdarif? It means mitzdarfin la'arba amos, to 4 amos. And then everything is nice and dandy. Right? What does Rabbi Meir mean? It means it's mitzdarif to the arba amos on the side. But according to version one of Rav, Elo l'achlish adam Rav, which is the Tamidim from before, that the middle is for Tfachim, be'emsa ba'arba for Tfachim, hey chidami, then what's the case that Rabbi Meir says the boards are mitzdarif to make the sukkah no good? Doesn't make sense. Man of shach. If we're talking about Eid Isbu Arba, if you're talking about a case that they're for Tfachim, and there's no new for Tziraf, if the board is for Tfachim, then it's a problem on its own. And if they aren't, and if it doesn't have for Tfachim, then what's the issue? Lamalu Tztarfe. I'm sorry, Eid the Lesbu Arba, Kanya Ba'avininu. If it's not, then it's just sticks, like regular schach. Sounds like a little bit that has to be version 2, really should be 4 Amos. What are you going to do now? Says Gamar, no. Li'olam de Isbu Arba. Really, Rabbi Meir is talking about a case that it has 4 tfachim. That's the boards are 4 tfachim. Aye, then what's the mitzarfin? It itself is a problem. What it means is, umay mitzarfin, it means mitzarfin la'arba amos minetzad. What it means is, it's mitzarif for the 4 sides, for the four amos on the side. And if 4 amos or more, then it's going to be a problem. But not an issue talking about in the middle. That's not what it's talking about. It wouldn't be a problem in such a case over there. Okay, my friends, we're not done here. We have another Toshima coming up, but we're going to call it for now. I wish all y'all a great, great day.